I hate doing these intros.
Oh, fine, for fuck's sake. So, hi, DWA. This is the Badass Audio Questionnaire, BAQ. And it's tagged with Request and Strange Conundrums, which seems excellent, right?
Yeah, right?
And I'm here with my friend, Tiaba, or Hello. This is a burner account. And I'm not so much vanilla. So here goes. Do you want to read question number one?
Yeah, sure. Okay. would you rather get caught fapping by the Pope or your mailman, and why? that's an interesting question.
I'm going to go with the Pope. Fuck it.
I think I'm going to have to go with Pope as well. Because, like, what are the odds I'm ever going to run into the Pope again?
I'll see that too, but I've got a little, dirty,
Oh, one of those.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, realistically, I'm a bit of an exhibitionist, but I really don't think I'd mind either way.
No, me either.
But I feel like the shock factor with the Pope would just be that much better.
That right there, you just articulately said what I wanted to say. I was going to say a dirty exhibitionist streak, but that works too. Mm-hmm. Number two. Mm-hmm. Would you rather have an uncomfortably loose or an uncomfortably tight vagina? Explain your choice.
Damn. I'm going to go with uncomfortably tight.
Why is that?
I feel like uncomfortably loose, like, there's not a lot you can do except for go out and buy, like, the massive horse dildos. Mm-hmm. But uncomfortably tight, like, even if you can't, you could probably get a finger in.
Yeah, and then you still have your throat available for your partner, right?
Or so, your ass. So,
well, there you go.
I really think that uncomfortably tight is the better way to go.
See, I could see that, but I still think that I'd rather be uncomfortably loose because, like, I intensely love to be fisted.
Ugh, so. Yeah, see, nope. Nope. That just made, I just, like, I was like, nope, none of that.
So, I don't know, well, but the options are bigger, are smaller, are, the options are more varied if you're uncomfortably tight, right? Because a pinky would do the trick then, and that'd be a nice little trick to have.
So. Yeah.
Yeah. I like it.
Because as a pain slut, I'd rather have a little bit of pain with it being too tight than have no sensation with it being too loose.
Yeah, I get that.
I think.
Yeah. I'm going to change my answer. I agree with you.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Are we supposed to do part two?
Is there a part two? Oh, would you rather have an uncomfortably huge or an uncomfortably small penis? I'm happy with my parts, personally.
I'm quite content with, well, I mean, I am known to have extreme bouts of penis envy.
Okay, you're gonna need to tell me about that. This is a detail I did not know.
I've been called out on this in the comments several times, of audios that I appreciate, particularly blowjob audios from some of the lovely ladies on GWA. I basically sometimes just really wish I had a penis so I could fuck somebody or have a spectacular blowjob, and it's real, and that's just what I want sometimes.
Fair enough.
I have no shame about it.
Okay, so does the strap-on do the trick, or is it not work for you?
So, I've had limited exposure with strap-ons, because most of the people that I've had sex with, both male and female, have not been huge strap-on fans.
Uh-huh.
Well, the guys have just not been strap-on fans at all.
Okay.
But it's about the sensation. Not the dominance of it, it's like the sensation. I mean, the dominance is great, but it's like the actual sensation of what it would feel like to have a penis and have, like, like, lips wrapped around your cock, like, that kind of stuff. Like, that's something I want to know, and I can't. unfortunately. Yeah,
I get that. I've never even had the joy of using a strap-on ever, or being used, having one used on me, in me.
They're...
Stop slurring.
They're cumbersome, in my experience.
But... I would imagine so.
Yeah.
That sounds like fun. Okay, so having said that, if you had a penis, would you prefer to be uncomfortably huge or uncomfortably small?
I think uncomfortably huge.
Okay, why is that? Because personally, I'd go small on account of the options again. Yeah. Yeah, I think that the options would be fun. Cause,
yeah. Yes. No, I'm not sure. No, I think I'm still going to go with huge. Just because, like, who doesn't want a huge penis? apparently my cat. Oh, my God.
Oh, that was perfect timing, cat. Okay.
All right. Question 3. Scenario. You are being vaginally or anally examined, and you have a choice of doctors. Put them in order of best to worst and explain why. A doctor in clown makeup? What? Your high school crush, a drunk doctor, a blind doctor, and 3 med students who all have to take a look / feel. What? Yeah, definitely did not read that before this.
No, neither did I.
Okay.
Okay, go.
I have to put them in order of best to worst. Let's see. Jesus, probably high school crush first.
Mm-hmm.
And then blind doctor. Or is the blind doctor and 3 med students one thing?
No, I think it's 2 separate things. I think the 3 med students are their own entity.
Okay.
I think. If I'm understanding the question correctly.
It's all about the Oxford comma.
Yeah.
Okay, so, yeah. So, high school crush, blind doctor, med students, drunk doctor, clown makeup. Not a clown person. What about you?
Well, let's see. I would go high school crush, because, well, my high school crush is the person that I fuck all the time, so there's that.
Oh, well, that's convenient.
Then I'd go, let's see, blind, because I assume that he or she probably has pretty good digits.
Yeah, they're probably good with their hands.
The clown makeup really doesn't do anything for me, so I'm going to go there. drunk doctor, and then 3 fumbling med students. Yeah.
Really? Yeah, nope, can't get down with clown makeup. Last place, by far. That's creepy. I don't like that. I don't like that at all.
Oh, and I just thought of a new way to mess with you. Excellent.
No!
If you woke up next to a really unattractive person after a night of drinking, would you rather remember what happens or have no memory and explain why?
Jesus.
Oh.
Fuck. I'd say remember what happens. And this is coming from experience where I have woken up next to someone, and not remembered. Thankfully, it was someone I knew. It wasn't a stranger, but I woke up next to someone in bed, and we never slept together before, and had no memory of what happened, and it was awful. I hate not being able to remember, so I think I would want to remember, even if it's unpleasant memories.
See, I think I'd probably have to say the same thing, just because I can't imagine not remembering, like, some of the most ridiculous nights of my life where I really shouldn't remember anything, I still have perfect memories of. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. There were some good ones. I should probably do another storytelling post sometime.
Yeah. I have very few nights where I don't remember anything, but that was one of them. And it was just awful, just not being able to remember. And you're kind of trying to piece it together. You're like, okay, well, I'm not wearing any clothes. And neither is he. Let's see, do I feel sore? Like, what's... Yeah, it's not fun. It's not fun at all. Don't get blackout drunk, kids.
Yeah, not good news.
Okay. Question 5. If you had to jump into a pool full of one bodily fluid, what would you pick? Ugh. In this scenario, there's no chance of catching a disease from the bodily fluid. Why would you pick it, and what do you think the experience would be like?
Okay. I'm going to go with tears. Yeah.
Ooh.
I would jump in a pool of tears of my enemies. Final answer.
Why would you pick it, and what do you think the experience would be like?
I think it would be vindicating. Well, let's see. I don't know. I would think that it would be like floating in the Dead Sea because there's a lot of salt. So I think I'd float, and that would be kind of fun. Yeah.
Hmm.
How about you?
I like your answer. I was trying to... Well, I feel like tears is probably the best bodily fluid.
Yeah.
After that, I would probably pick something like saliva, I guess. I don't know.
Saliva? That would be very slippery.
Yeah. But, I mean, what are the other options? Because I wouldn't want to go, like, jumping into a pool of cum.
No, I don't think I would either.
Mm-hmm. No. So, yeah, I think saliva. Yeah. But, I mean, tears would be my first choice. But to keep things interesting, I'm not going to pick the same answer as you, so I'm going with saliva. Think it would feel slimy. Like trying to swim through a pool of, what was that stuff from Nickelodeon called?
Gowl. Oh, yeah. Aw, I'm getting kind of grossed out right now.
Yep.
What two celebrities would you want to see in pegging porno, and why? This is
so relevant. I'm assuming it's in a pegging porno together?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I think so.
Okay. I feel like I would really, really... This is just the first thing that popped into my head, so I'm going to go with it. Would really want to see James Franco take it up the ass.
Okay.
Because I don't actually like him that much.
Uh-huh.
But out of all the celebrities I really don't like, he's pretty attractive, so it's still a porno I'd want to watch.
Okay.
And in terms of who I'd want to see giving it to him, it would be, I don't know, like, Michelle Rodriguez. Yeah.
Okay. That could be fun. I like it.
Yeah.
Hmm. Okay, so my answer. I've been watching a lot of Orange is the New Black.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
And we know that the Jason Biggs character does not like the girl that used to be on that 70s show, right?
Yes, yeah.
I would like to see them make up.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. That'd be fun.
That'd be good. Yeah. But that's, yeah, like those two characters, for sure.
Yeah, but as the characters, not as the actors.
Not as the actors.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah, I'd watch that.
That'd be all kinds of fun, and now I'm getting distracted.
You know what? I'm sure if you search the internet, you would find fanfic of that. So.
I would imagine so.
I imagine there's a lot of that out there.
And it's under the name Not So Much Vanilla.
Just a little side hobby of yours.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh my god. Okay. Fuck, marry, or kill a mermaid / merman, a centaur, a troll who can cook and has a really nice body.
What the fuck?
Why is it specified that the troll can cook?
Okay, so here's the thing that I've always wondered and never been able to explain to myself.
Okay.
So a mermaid / merman, where are the parts?
Well, so their bottom half is a fish, right?
Yeah.
And fish are broadcast spawners. Which means the female swims around and lays the eggs, and then the male comes by and fertilizes them.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like that's what mermaids do.
I think that makes as much sense as anything else.
if we're gonna go with biological accuracy,
yeah, okay,
then that's what mermaids do.
Okay, so well, I'm gonna go with Mary the Troll.
Yeah, can cook. Because,
well, not only because they can cook, but because I'm assuming that the parts exist and can be used for the next so many years, because mermaid sex does not sound like fun the way that you're describing it.
That doesn't sound fun to you? Man, you don't know how to party.
I guess I really don't. I'd fuck a centaur because, you know, uncomfortably big could be fun. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then I'd kill the merman just because why not? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I'm pretty much on the same page with you. The only reason I would change it is if in this hypothetical situation the merman actually has a penis and it's like real sex and not fish sex. In which case, I would definitely fuck a merman, because hell yeah.
Okay, I'm with you there. Yeah.
Then kill the centaur and marry the troll.
Yeah. Yeah, I like it. Okay, so would you rather be stuck on an island with a person with knowledge of the wilderness but who won't fuck you, or an attractive person who is useless for survival but is open to fucking? Additional point, you can't fap on the island because of magic or something.
What?
Explain your choice.
Oh. Man. That's a weird kind of magic. I'm gonna go with...
It's black magic. I don't like it.
Yeah, that's terrible magic. I'm probably gonna say... an attractive person who's useless in survival.
Okay.
Mostly because, I mean, I'm not, like, crazy outdoorsy, but I've done survival training before, so I think I could get me and another person through a moderate amount of danger on an island.
Mm-hmm. I like it.
So I don't think I need someone else who has crazy survival skills.
Yeah. Honestly, that's what I would say, too. Yeah. On account of... I mean, I'm pretty industrious. I can figure shit out.
And sex is important.
And sex is important. Yeah. The thing is, you don't want to become an anxious, batshit crazy person while you're stuck on an island. And that happens when you don't get to have orgasms.
Yep. So, it's a fact.
So that right there is survival itself. So.
And after a while, you'd be like, fuck survival, this sucks.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah. Definitely, definitely pick the attractive, dumb person. All right. You have the power to... Ooh, I like this question. You have the power to spank any historical figure for as long as you want. Who do you spank? Why and for how long?
Oh, man. I'm gonna go with Audrey Hepburn, because she looks like she could use it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And until she's safe worded.
That's good, throwing in a safe word.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm conflicted between choosing someone who I found incredibly attractive, okay, and between choosing someone who would comically have the best benefit for spanking somebody. Because, I mean, who wouldn't want to, like, you know, bend Winston Churchill over and spank him,
okay,
for however long you want? But I think... I think I would do, like, Helen of Troy, assuming historical also takes into account.
Well, yeah.
That she's not a literal historical figure. Well. Because, I mean...
Because her character is a part of history at this point, so, yes. Yeah.
Because she caused a whole lot of trouble. She kind of needs a spanking.
Ooh, I like it when you say that.
Don't get me started.
Ooh. Okay. Okay. If you could have sex in zero gravity, what position would you do it in and why?
Huh. I feel like I would try to do some crazy contortionist shit, because you can in zero gravity.
Uh-huh.
But I feel like having sex in zero gravity would be really difficult, because you don't...
You just thrust into the wall and stuff, right?
Yeah, you have, like, you would thrust and it wouldn't really do anything. Like, you would have to brace yourself against walls and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Or else you would have no force.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I'd probably try some weird, crazy, like the wheelbarrow. I don't know.
Okay, well, it didn't say penetrative sex.
So oh.
That's an option, too, I guess.
Huh.
Ooh. That's a fun option.
Zero gravity 69ing? I can see that.
Yes.
Yeah, let's go with that. Zero gravity 69. Or the wheelbarrow. I don't know.
Okay, well, I'm going to go with either zero gravity 69, because that just sounds like fun.
Mm-hmm.
Or I'd say that it would be an excellent option to explore tie downs.
Oh.
Right?
Yeah. I like the way you think. Hmm.
No, I think that I'm still going to go with zero gravity 69. I think yeah, that's probably that just the best sounds choice.
Two people floating around, bouncing off of walls.
Oh my goodness. I'd hope they'd be soft walls.
Dare to dream.
Yeah. So that was the badass audio question.
Yeah, that was great. Those were good questions.
I told you they were strange questions.
Really, really bizarre. This was fun. We should do it again.
Absolutely.
There's more questions or something. I don't know.